This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. It's a sad fact of life that we don't always have the answers. I mean, it'd be good if we did. Think of the times that you've asked the question, why did this happen to me or my friends? People become angry, they become upset at what they see as the unfairness of the world or situations in the world or bad things that happen to them. The reality is, unfortunately, the bad news can come any time, often when we're not ready to hear it. Now, I've spoken on this segment before about the very popular book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. That's written by Rabbi Harold Kushner. It was an instant bestseller. And why was that so popular? I think it reflects what many people think about. There's a yearning and a searching for answers, answers that satisfy. A young lady had a terrible accident, and she was quoted as saying, one of the first things you learn is that some questions don't have answers. Do you know, for example, in the book of Job in the Old Testament, there are more than 300 questions. Have a read sometime and you'll see them. Many of them, or in fact most of these questions, don't have an answer. For example, Job said, why didn't I die in the womb? That's in chapter 3:11. Or, why have you sent me as a mark against you that I am a burden to myself? Chapter 7, verse 20. So here was Job. His world had tumbled in. He was looking for answers, as we would do also. And I think it's natural to try and find answers to life's difficult situations. You may have heard of C.S. Lewis. He was a bachelor until he was in his mid-50s, and he met and eventually married an American poet. Her name was Joy Davidson Gresham. And they lived as husband and wife for about 4 years until Joy had cancer and she died. Well, C.S. Lewis was devastated by this experience, and he wrote of his feelings. And he asked the question, meanwhile, where is God? And I think that's a fair enough question. But I wonder if we could recall that whatever happens, God is still good. There is a God, and God is good. We might blame him for accidents, misfortune, and tragedies, but let's not blame God, really, because his nature is love and forgiveness. God is all about healing and restoration. He doesn't cause the tragedy or the terror that might come. He does allow it to happen, yes, but he doesn't cause it, because God's character is love. He was in the world, we're told in the Bible, through Jesus, reconciling us to himself. So the Bible says that God is for us. He's not against us. So isn't it a comfort to realize that God is all-knowing? God knows the beginning and the end, unlike anyone else. So he knows the story of your life, and you can trust him. Now, I mentioned a minute ago about Job. From the Old Testament. Job was a respected man. He had, in fact, great possessions. 7,000 sheep, we're told, 3,000 camels, which was a huge number of animals. He had a large household. But Job was a devout man. He was a loyal husband. He was a faithful father to his children. But the devil got in and damaged his life, and Job lost his family, his possessions, and his health. And yet, if you read the story, in the end, he still trusted God. So I think it makes us think and understand that God has a plan for every life. And even if you go through the most trying of times, God has a purpose. One author says it like this, we are born with the potential to grow, no more, no less. From the moment we enter the world to the instant we exit this life, we experience opportunities for growth. Now, that's worth thinking about. You might have heard of Johnny Erickson Tada, who suffered terrible injuries years ago in a diving accident. And she used to say that suffering gets us ready for heaven. She says that once we want to get there, broken necks or broken arms or broken bones and broken hearts, she said these things crush our illusions, but earth can't keep its promises. Suffering moves our eyes from this world, and God said that we would never be satisfied in this world, and sets them on the life to come. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you today that sometimes we do need to stop and reflect. There are questions that don't have an answer, but give us faith, Lord, to trust you in those times. We thank you that you ultimately have the answer, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.